60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, any single person out there will tell you it's not easy finding someone that you actually want to date.
Mm. Yeah, totally.
I'm not talking about a one-night hookup with a stranger in an abandoned Wendy's parking lot. Yeah, it happens all the time, and that's easy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about finding somebody that you honestly want to go out with and spend time with.
Yeah.
And it's even harder to find love when you have people in your life who are considered off-limits, because now your choices are even more limited. A new survey asked Americans, who in your life do you consider romantically off-limits, either to date or just get it on with?
Okay, I hope all family members are included in this list.
Depends how far removed they are.
Yeah, thank you, Jubal.
These are the top answers. Number one, a friend's partner. 50% of people say they're off limits.
Only 50.
Yeah.
No, it should be 100%.
Who is hooking up with their friend's partner?
That's messed
up. Well, the other 50% who aren't judgmental about
the
whole deal. Number two, somebody who's already in a relationship, 46%. So still, a lot of people think that's okay.
I had a girl recently try to hit on me on social media, and I'm like, it says you're in a relationship. She's like, oh, I just say that so guys don't hit on me, but it doesn't
sure
work.
Right,
she said it doesn't work.
My boyfriend gets mad when people hit on me, so I don't. Number three, one of your friend's exes, 40% say that's not allowed.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I'm okay with that one.
It depends on how serious the relationship. If you're in love.
If they're still in love with them, that's kind of messed up.
It depends on who did the dumping. If you dumped the ex, then you don't get to date the friends. If the ex dumped you, friends are fair game, in my opinion.
Interesting, okay.
Number four, one of your parents' friends, 40% say don't hook up with them.
Cool.
Dude, that'd be so
right?
Good.
Just to
see the look on your parents' face when you walk in with your new date.
Janice coming over tonight? Oh, you don't think she was? Yeah, she is. She's coming over to see me, though. Number five, your boss, 39% say you shouldn't do that. Number six, somebody who was your teacher at some point.
See, that would be so cool still.
An old teacher, like not
really
when they're currently
old.
Your teacher. Number seven, someone 30 years older or younger than you. And number eight, a coworker, 28%. Siblings didn't make the list. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess that's all good. Have at it. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke. Plug Jubal's good looks.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Jubal, you look very handsome today.
Thank you so much. You can see it on my Instagram at Jubal Fresh. That's weird how that all works.
Oh, yeah. I bet there's several pictures of you on your Instagram.
There are. Fresh. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Brooke's got the shot caller while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shot caller question of the day.
Yesterday, I told you about the 1989 Batman movie starring Michael Keaton, and you learned that director Tim Burton originally wanted to make the movie funnier by casting Bill Murray in the lead role of Batman.
Still love that idea.
Yeah.
But it turns out that wasn't the only interesting character that they wanted to star in that film, because alongside Batman Bill Murray, they planned to have another very famous funny man play the role of his sidekick Robin.
Really?
In fact, they were actually in talks with this famous celebrity before the project finally fell through. Who did Tim Burton originally want to cast as Robin in that movie?
Wow.
You're a Tim Burton kick, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, yesterday, I think I'm just having a hard time.
That's what it said at the start.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
I'm having a hard time thinking about famous funny people at that time.
Okay.
I was just a little too young,
if
you know, like Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, you gotta think about like
Jeff
Lab, because too young.
Oh, that was really good. Sorry.
Just because you were born in 1998, all right?
Think about like Chevy Chase.
Okay, that's not bad.
People like
that were paired up with Bill Murray already.
Yeah, in the 80s, so Steve Martin.
Oh,
Martin Short.
What about, oh my God.
Like the classic comedians.
Big guy. John Candy.
John Candy.
That'd be really funny.
Robin.
Yeah. We're trying to make him more comical, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be funny.
It really would be, actually.
Yeah, but I feel like that can't be the answer because Jeff agreed that would be funny. And if I was right, he would have kept his mouth shut.
That's too funny.
Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Read the question one more time.
Did you know in 1989, director Tim Burton wanted to cast Bill Murray as Batman in the movie, but he actually wanted to have another very famous funny person play the role of his sidekick, Robin, and they were in talks with this celebrity before the project fell through. Who did Tim Burton want Robin to be? And hint, it could be another former SNL cast member.
See, and this is what I think I got. A former SNL cast member, top of his game at that time, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, that's a good one. Eddie right? Murphy would be a really funny.
That
would
have been
funny.
A really funny Robin. No.
And because it's too, is that too early for like Adam Sandler or Will Ferrell?
Oh, they were young. Do you know young. What I mean?
But Robin's a young character.
That's true.
So,
that's a good point there.
And they were on SNL.
Yeah.
But maybe that's too, like,
I don't know when they got
I think
SNL.
They were later in
yeah,
life.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I like, who'd you just say?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Yeah, I like Eddie Murphy.
Back in 1989, when they were casting the new Batman movie, Tim Burton originally wanted Bill Murray to play the lead role, but to really add comedic value, they wanted him to have a different kind of funny sidekick playing the role of Robin, and they had the perfect candidate in mind. He was already a big star thanks to his one-man shows and hit movies
Uh-oh.
Such as Beverly Hills Cop, The Golden Child, and Coming to America.
Oh!
That's why Tim Burton wanted Robin to be played by Eddie Murphy.
Oh, you got it.
Nice. Yes.
That means Jeff gets
Good job,
shocked.
I love when Jeff gets shocked.
It's been a while.
Shock collar
like
over to Jeff.
So triumphant.
And what does somebody want to hear? The thing. Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. So Jeff will sing that before he's shocked.
Yeah. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy,
yeah, it is.
But here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
I knew it was coming.
And everyone hates you because that song's going to be stuck in everyone's head for the rest of the day. 92.5.